Blog Talk Radio.
It's Daryl from Barbecue Superstars. We're sitting in here tonight for Shane Draper. My man, Shane Draper, is headed to Houston, Texas to do the big rib cook-off against Melissa Cookson. He's going to take it to the best in the world down in Houston, Texas. It's going to be film shooting, televised, big-time television. We don't know what in the world is going to happen. But we do know who's going to be there, and I believe our main man, Shane Draper, is the one who is going to be jet-styling, limousine-riding what's the name of that watch? Diamond-wearing, Rolex-wearing, I can't remember what Ric Flair said. I messed up. Anyway, he's going to be down there kicking it up big. Now, Shane Draper took down his store just for the next few days because he can't fill any orders. But he'll be back on Monday. So if you need to order anything, just go to Shane Draper's store and order it on Monday. He's got that Moo Cow, and it's getting big on the competition circuit. Inject with Butcher, put Moo Cow on the top, and you will have a 180 brisket if you cook it right. But now tonight, we have got Annette Penny coming on. She is an SEO social media expert. And I myself need this show. I'm Barbecue Superstars. We out there pushing. We pushing everything. And I'm not sure I know what it all means about what I'm doing or how to set it up better to make it work better. But I think Annette Penny can straighten us all out on that. She's going to do that tonight. She'll be on here about another 10 minutes. So we got 1,500 items on Barbecue Superstars, Barbecue Superstore, And we got knives, pots, pans, backwoods smokers, the full line, all nine cookers, from the chubby to the huge hog cooker. We've got it all. Buy it on there, set up shipping. We got all the add-ons. I mean, there's, God knows, probably 10 or 12 add-ons, you know, the chrome this and the extra box that and all that stuff. It's all on there. Now, Shane's got a sponsor, Green Mountain Grills. It's a pellet cooker, and we're doing Shane's show. So, look, Green Mountain Grills is good. Whiskey Bent does all his competitions on it and has for a while. He's won quite a few grands on Green Mountain Grill. Heavy construction, lasts you a lifetime. You buy a Green Mountain Grill, you're not going to have to buy any other grill. Good smoke. You fill it full of pellets, sit back and watch it. A hopper full of pellets, 14-pound bag about. We'll do you all day, all night. One bag, $12. Shoot, cook for 24 hours. And good even temperature. You can guarantee the temperature on a Green Mountain Grill. Left to right, front to back. Of course, if you're looking, you ain't cooking. So don't lift the top and put the top and move the top around, because get it on there. Let the top stay down and watch the temperature while the top is down. Green Mountain Grills. Make sure you check them out and get in touch with them today. Now, everybody needs to support Shane Draper. This is a red hot radio show, folks. You know, there might be 25 to 50 to 100 people listening while the show is going on, but the archive listens go on forever. The first Shane Draper show, which was a year ago, he just did his year party. No, he did 20 show parties, so he's about 6 months. Whiskey Bent just did a year. You know, I look back in a week, just kind of went over shows in the past 6 months, and over a week, you know, his first show had 100 more listens, and that was 26 shows ago. That's the thing about internet radio. Our reach is worldwide, the World Wide Web, and it does go worldwide. You know, we have just about every single country in the world has listened to one of our radio shows. We got a huge following in Europe, Germany, Britain. Britain is one of our hugest followers. Barbecue is really hot in Britain. A lot of people in Britain follow everything we do. Now, they tried to use some of KCBS rules to hold a contest, and they did a cease and desist order or something. So, you know, they like barbecue and are deep into it if they got mixed up with KCBS. So, but that means that there's another open market for you to sell your products. You know, if you put something on Shane Draper's radio show, sponsoring for advertisement on a weekly basis, Britain, Germany, Spain. Now, I did a video of Memphis in May, and it got 12,000 listens almost instantly. And so I went down on the demographics to find out where they were listening it to, and it was being listened to on mobile devices in Spain. Wow. Think about that. So they were sitting in coffee shops and I don't know where, and had their phone out, and they was watching Memphis in May competition, and the video they were watching was Sweet Swine of Mine's on-site judging for the 2012 Memphis in May, pretty much from start to finish for one of the judges. Now, I think they had three, but I caught one of them, and he entered, he judged, he left, and that was the video. And so it's a worldwide market. We're not limited to just a local market or a cable network. Now, think about that. A cable network is limited to the subscribers of that cable channel. Destination America, when Pitmasters came out last time, people had to hunt around, call, subscribe, find, because it wasn't just right there. It wasn't offered by all the cable networks. But with the internet, that's not so. Everybody can get to everything all the time, 24 hours a day. And YouTube and Blog Talk Radio are always retrievable. So if you have something on there, somebody Googles your name. The fun thing is, one of my videos, if you've done an interview for me, will come up high on the ranking page. When it, you know, it usually does your website and maybe somebody who has some of your content on their website. But like four down is always the videos or the radio that you did. And if you get on Barbecue Superstars on the radio or on television with YouTube, it's going to come up. And I tell you what, put in Deep South Smokers. Deep South has got one of the best competition cookers, if not the best competition cooker ever made. Put in, just put the words Deep South Smoker in Google, separate them, and watch for my videos and a couple of my radio shows will come up right on the search engine. Boom, bio, bio, there it is. So if you get on here with Shane with all these listens, it's automatically going to rank way high on the search engine, and you'll get your advertisement dollar and value for what you paid. Now, folks, if you watch regular television now, Entertainment Tonight has got YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter in the bottom corner. If you watch Good Morning America, I watched this morning, Facebook, Twitter, and Pinterest. What is a Pinterest? Now, I've got a Pinterest account, and I've got a whole bunch of stuff on my Pinterest. And Pinterest, to me, looks like a bunch of pictures. And I got all the products that I sell, and hopefully them pictures on Pinterest will lead you into Cafe Press, where my logo, personal logo merchandise is. And also, hopefully, to my barbecue superstore with the 1,500 products. Pinterest will lead you there. But we have our keynote speaker tonight, Annette Penning. Annette Penning is a social media expert. She really knows what she's doing. She did the scraper for a while. She got the scraper deep in the barbecue community, deep in the public eye. She did an outstanding job. We all became friends with her. We all love Annette Penning. And she's going to come on tonight, hopefully, and educate us all uneducated people on SEO and social media. How are you doing tonight, Annette?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing good. Long time no talk. You been doing okay?
I know. It's been a long, long time. Can you hear me okay?
Oh, I can hear you fine.
Okay, great. Sorry, but I'm in an empty room. We moved into a new house, and not all of the rooms are filled yet. So I thought that I'd come in a room and close the door where I'm not bothering anybody else, and they're not bothering me, so I could give you my full attention.
Oh, well, thanks a lot for doing that, Annette, because you've got a lot of powerful information. Now, folks, I know everybody out there knows the Internet is the key to the barbecue community. We really don't have any other way of communicating in the barbecue community in this lifestyle that we live but the Internet and social media. And the first thing I want to ask you, Annette, what does SEO stand for and what exactly does it mean to the Internet person in the barbecue world?
I'm sorry, Daryl, but I think that we got our schedules mixed up because I'm doing SEO next week.
Oh, no. So you're doing social media tonight?
But you know what? That's probably my fault.
Oh, okay.
I came on here prepared to talk about, first of all, Pinterest. And it's interesting because you didn't even know I was going to talk about that, and you were just talking about it.
Yeah,
and
what is Pinterest?
Well, Pinterest is just like a virtual bulletin board, and everybody has bulletin boards, and they're in categories, right? Now, I overheard you say that your pinning, so every time we post something on Pinterest, it's called pinning, but you've been pinning some pictures of your products, and you say that you hope that that will draw traffic to your website, and which, you know, in effect, will increase your sales, right? Let me tell you something about that. Pinterest has been responsible for increasing traffic by hundreds of percentage points on some websites. However, if you're going to do that, if you want to use Pinterest for the barbecue community. And I, the reason why I wanted to talk about this is because I haven't yet had a client where I recommended that they would use Pinterest, because it's not for every type of business. However, I think it is for barbecue businesses. And I was thinking about this today and thinking about coming on the show and stuff. I thought, okay, well, what would be a good way for somebody that has a barbecue product? What would be a good way for them to pin something? Now, Daryl, the thing is if you just pin a photo of your product, let's say there, it's a sauce, okay? If it's just a bottle of sauce, and you might even have it in the background as a nice fiery, you know, flames in the background, that's not really going to do a lot. What's going to cause people to repin your original pin is going to be if you're creative with your product. So, you know, you got to be goofy, you got to be silly, you got to be super creative, or you've got to be extremely elegant in some cases. With barbecue, I think that maybe just get a little silly, you know, like do some crazy stuff. And what will happen is people will think it's funny, and they'll repin it, and it gets repinned and repinned. And every time that happens, then you have the potential to draw traffic to your website. And that is, you know, how you're going to increase your sales. But you know what? In the barbecue community, something I think that I would do if I had a barbecue product is I would set up a section on my website, if I didn't already have one, for recipes. And then, because I'm telling you, Daryl, the recipes that get pinned and pictures of food with an attachment for the recipe, what happens is somebody will post on Pinterest a picture of a delicious-looking dish right out of the oven kind of thing, you know? And you're like, oh, my gosh, that looks so good. And you click on it, and then you're like, I want the recipe. So you'll click the picture, and it'll take you to the website where the recipe is. Now, that's half of it right there is getting people to your website, right? Once they're there, then you have to do things to keep them there. But Pinterest is a great way to get, you know, your potential consumers on your website. Daryl?
Well, I was trying to kill the background noise, and I put my phone on mute while you were talking just so there wouldn't be any interference with my chair creaking or anything, and I forgot to unmute it. But anyway, I'm on Pinterest right now, and
okay.
There you go. Looks like you dropped, but I got you back. I'm on Pinterest
okay, so
now.
What happened there?
I'm not sure. might have been my fault. Because I was so involved in looking at Pinterest. I'm on the front of Pinterest now, and, you know, we got a Girl Scout bag on here. It says DIY T-shirts. And to the left, maybe my favorite thing, we have a Jack Daniel's Salted Whiskey Caramels. And I think that's a recipe that you're talking about, and it caught my eye. Food catches, you know, food videos on YouTube. Recipes
yep.
on website, they all
yep.
get like the most attention.
Absolutely. Yeah, so, I mean, if you've got a rub, a sauce, whatever, some kind of ingredient, then you need to, create and post those recipes on your website and then pin them. And if you need information on how to use Pinterest for your website, how to use it on Facebook and that sort of thing. If you go to my website, which is inspireandacquire.ca, and you hit the top tab that says resources, down on the right, all of the articles are categorized by month and then by category. Go in category and look up Pinterest, and I've got a lot of really great articles there that will help folks that have websites and use Facebook and stuff like that.
Okay, now I'm looking it up now. Website inspireandacquire.ca. Is that it?
Yep. Uh-huh.
Okay, we're hitting that. And
the at the top,
page,
see resources.
Okay, here it comes. Now we got, and I believe that's you. Hey, I see a net coming in the top. Now that'll sell the website right there. But were you ever like a supermodel or anything?
You sure do know how to score points, I tell you.
Okay, so now across the top, it says Meet the Inspired Team, our services, social media, business, resources.
Resources,
okay.
And down there on the right side, you'll see all the categories like Facebook and Google Plus and Twitter and all that. And you'll see Pinterest there, and there's some articles there. And if there's some, if anybody has a question that isn't answered in one of those articles, they can always email me through the Contact Us section on my website as well.
Well, now, you know, Annette, on my, one of my web pages where I've got maybe 25 to 200 videos on a certain subject, I've got this SEO thing below it, and it says Facebook, Twitter, Stumble, Dig, and then you hit this plus thing, and it'll bring up 7 Live 7 and all these, 50 search engines, and Google Plus and all that. In the future, down the road, can you see where Facebook, Twitter, these search engine things will be more powerful than local and cable television?
In what way do you mean? Like, I think they're already more powerful.
You know, cable television, local television, is really limited to the cable subscribers and the bandwidth of the television station. And, these things here are not limited by anything, but does a person have a computer and are they interested in the subject that you put down there? So the coverage possibilities of these different search engines are just, worldwide astronomical. Tap somebody on the shoulder in Venezuela.
It has to be used properly, obviously, right? I mean, some people, I'll give you an example. Somebody just hired me. They're the number one in their business in a huge city, okay? They're number one. Yet, their website doesn't even rank on the first page of a Google search. Now, how is that possible? Because your website is supposed to be a lead generator for you. Your website is supposed to make you money. It's because all of their offline marketing has been working, but they haven't had anybody doing their online marketing properly. And so when I pointed out all the things that weren't being done correctly, they were really flabbergasted, So, there are capabilities for everything, every aspect of online marketing, but it has to be done right. And the difference between that and TV is that what goes on online is highly interactive and engages the user, and we're kind of looking for that experience now, and we're getting more and more used to it. So the passive activity of sitting back and watching TV is no longer as satisfying to us as it used to be. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Plus, cable, you've seen the same movie 10 times,
Yeah, exactly.
Man, how many times can we stay properly on it? I mean,
listen, I'll tell you, in our house, we've got some exorbitant, extravagant satellite television package. Do you know what if I'm going to watch something, which I don't have a lot of time for, I use Netflix, which costs me $7.99 a month, as opposed to, do you know what I mean?
Yes. That's all my mom watches.
Yeah, yeah. I have it on my iPad, you know. I can have it, like, on my lap if I'm sitting up in bed and I'm, you know, that kind of a thing. And some people have TVs in their bedrooms, mind you. That's not a thing. But I just think that we're doing a lot more stuff online, on our laptops, on our mobile phones, on our tablets, you know?
Yeah, you know, YouTube, now I've had some barbecue people out there on the trail that, oh, okay, your stuff just goes on YouTube. And there are videos on YouTube right now that have got 400 billion views.
Yeah.
And I dare say there's any television network ever, anywhere, that ever had over 100 million.
Yeah, no kidding.
So that
true,
one video right there.
Yeah. Well, you know, when it comes to Facebook for businesses, videos and photos are the content that people click on the most. Videos more so than photos. But they both get a lot of clicks, you know, as opposed to if you post a story or a link or something like that. So, you know, they do get a lot of attention. It's a great way for barbecue businesses to be getting users to interact with them on Facebook is to post video content, you know. And some companies probably think that, well, you know, do we have to have these videos professionally developed and produced? No, you don't. But you can't have your, you know, 12-year-old doing them either. You have to be somewhere middle of the road. But, they, you know, all these, if you, Daryl, if you look at some of these YouTube videos that get, like, my teenage daughter was showing me one the other night, this guy in Germany somewhere, like, seriously silly. And I don't know, he's up around a million views. And all he talks about basically is how stupid the English language is and why do we call things what we call them. And but he's hilarious. And he, like, he videotapes it in his car. You know what I mean? So it doesn't have to be professionally produced, but, you know, you have to have a good picture quality, basically.
Right. 3 minutes or less and something just outrageously crazy always gets the most views. And so that brings up a big question now. I know there's a lot of barbecue people out there sweating this out. And I've got to ask you, Annette, you're the expert now, and it's a big deal. Google Plus or Facebook? I mean, a select group like the barbecue world, which one should they focus on?
That's such an easy question, I can't even tell you. Facebook, because
Facebook's big, isn't it?
Yeah, well, Facebook's bigger than Google Plus. The type of consumer, potential consumer that the businesses in the barbecue community want to attract, they will find them on Facebook. I'm on Google Plus, but I rarely ever even log in. And I'm in this industry because, you know, you only have so many hours in the day and you can only spread yourself so thin. So I'm going to be where I'm going to get the most activity, basically the most bang for my buck. And Google Plus is popular amongst photographers, really high techie people, high end techie people. It's not really the average person that goes on Google Plus or is even interested in it. And I keep hearing some people say that, some of the experts say Google Plus is going to catch on one day and it's going to be bigger than Facebook. Well, you know what? It's not yet. And I don't think it ever will be. Facebook is used by, like, even your grandmother uses Facebook. So, you know?
Google Plus just don't have the flash. I mean, it's like it's plain Jane. And you go to Facebook, and you're like, man, yeah. You know.
Well, I remember when Google Plus first came out, Daryl, I was like, I was telling all my clients and my family and my friends, and I said, oh, man, Google Plus, this is going to be, like, the greatest thing ever. The Hangout, you can go and, like, all 8 of us or 10 of us can, you know, be in video all at once and that sort of thing. That never did really take off. People use Google Hangouts, but the quality is not that great, and it, you know, it's intermittent service, and it's just not that great. And so people continue to use like Skype and Facebook chat and other things, you know.
Now I have to ask you this question too. This is something I've experienced, and I know you're probably very well versed in Google AdSense and Google AdWords, but I went ahead and tried a national campaign with Google AdWords, and I told them that I would pay $50 a day, and we did like a list of categories of products, and then we, you know, did so many products in the category, and so I did Google AdWords. They put it up, and I was afraid that my bill would spiral out of control because they charge you per click. And,
right.
So
it's pay per click advertising. That's right.
Yeah, and I did it. Some, you know, $1.75 a click, $2 a click on certain products, and I did it for five days.
Yeah.
My store numbers skyrocketed. I'll give them credit for that. And I said, cut it off. How much do I owe? $214. And so I paid the $214. But since I did Google AdWords, now before I did Google AdWords, Barbecue Superstars had 2 million results if you put in Barbecue Superstars. And not the .com, just the word Barbecue Superstar. In 0.21 seconds, you'd had 2 million results. Now, if you put in Barbecue Superstars, I got 167 million results. That's pre-Google AdWords and then post-Google AdWords. So if you do a Google AdWords campaign, will your SEO just skyrocket?
Not necessarily. Now, I have to say before I continue that I'm not an SEO specialist. I have somebody on my team who is, and I do definitely have a very good understanding of SEO and Google AdWords, but definitely can't answer your question as well as my guy Bob can, because he designed and taught the course on SEO at the university level. But, excuse me, and he is really an expert in the truest sense. So when we do Google AdWords campaigns, I'm not really involved with it, except that I know what the results are from day to day and how things are changing and how Bob will change it. But, you know, first of all, before you run a Google AdWords campaign, I mean, Google called me a couple of weeks ago and said, we noticed that you started a Google AdWords campaign and you didn't finish it. And I said, no, because my SEO guy is going to go log into my account and he's going to finish that up for me. They said, well, why don't we have somebody talk to you about it? And I said, no, I don't need one of your people to talk to me about it. I pay somebody who's an expert who works with me and my clients, and he's going to take care of it. And she said, well, no, we'd like to talk to you about it. I said, look, it makes no sense to talk to me when I have a certain limited knowledge in this area, when I've got a guy who's an expert in the field that's handling it for me. Like, so I sometimes wonder about the Google AdWords people, if they're as good as, for instance, my SEO guy. Because there's certain keyword research that you have to do first and whatnot. But, I mean, I think Google AdWords campaigns are great. They're expensive.
Yeah, it's expensive.
Okay, so, here's the thing. The results that you're going to get from it are going to be temporary. Because, if you search Barbecue Superstars, you had 2 million results. Now, after your Google AdWords campaign that you only did for 4 days, you got 167 million. But what bottom line is, are your sales continuing to increase?
No, they've leveled off. And actually, the people going to my store has went down a little bit. Well, it's went down pretty good, you know.
AdWords will work. Will work as long as you've got the campaign running.
Shoveling the money in.
Right? Yeah. It is effective. And, like, when you're talking about consumable products like sauces and these sorts of things, it's good that you run a Google AdWords campaign because when people order your products, they're going to run out, they'll come back and order more, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, so especially for a new business, Google AdWords is very effective. But it's also costly, so it depends whether a company has the budget for it or not, you know?
Yeah, I could see you could easily tie up $20,000 to $100,000 a year in Google AdWords. And I got to give credit to the barbecue guys. The barbecue guys are spending $100,000 a year with Google AdWords and maybe more because they not only have the AdWords ad, they have banner ads that come up you see them all over the internet. And if you think about the amount of sales that they have to net in order to support that, it has to be an astronomical number.
I would say it would have to be, yeah. I know a couple of companies that spend around $150,000 a year in Google AdWords, but they continue to do it because it works.
Yeah, their sales are probably netting up in $5, $10, $15 million a year. And they can afford it. And then now Google AdSense is the ads that go on YouTube and that type of structure rather than just coming up on different websites. It's like embedded in videos and that kind of I don't know if they can do pictures or not, but it's I think it's mostly videos. But
have you when you go on YouTube and you want to watch a video, you don't want to take away from watching the video by clicking on an ad. It's different than Facebook. With Facebook, advertising is not as interfering as the AdSense on YouTube. You can have the ads on the side of the page on Facebook. You're still in your news feed. You can click on an ad, and it might even take you outside of Facebook, but it's just easy to do. Facebook advertising is very effective as well. And
I don't know anything about that. It's all about Facebook ad. I don't know.
Yeah, Facebook advertising I use for a lot of clients who come to me whose businesses are new. I'll use it for established clients as well, but I won't use it as early on in the online marketing campaign. But for new businesses, like you mentioned how I worked with the Scraper, I did their online marketing for about 10 months. And in the United States, they were barely even known. I mean, all you guys never even heard of the Scraper before. But I use Facebook ads for them very effectively. And it increased sales, brought a lot of people to the Facebook page, brought a lot of people to their website, increased brand awareness and all that sort of thing, right? And with Facebook ads, for the small barbecue business, it's more feasible than Google AdWords because you can have a budget of like $5 a day, you know, $10 a week. And, okay, that's not going to get you a lot, but it'll get you some activity. And then, you know, once things start to happen and businesses see that their advertising dollars are working, they're more likely to spend more on it. But I just think that, you know, with some of the online advertising, companies are a little hesitant at the beginning. But if they have somebody doing it for them that really knows what they're doing, has some experience, a good deal of experience, in fact, then it works really well, you know. But,
man,
I tell you, you
arouse interest in me. I mean, could I do a $20 a week advertised campaign on Facebook?
Yeah, sure you could.
Wow. Anything for that?
Well, you know, it'll work out to be about somewhere around 40 to 60 cents per click. But, you know, that's a lot cheaper than Google AdWords. So, you know, it'll get – but you know what? You can be really, really targeted in your ads because you can choose the demographics. You can be really specific. So you can say, okay, I'm going to try this age group in this state with this interest. And, you know, I mean, that's pretty specific. So your ads are going to be show up on the Facebook pages and the Facebook accounts of people that you actually want to get to, right? Your target audience.
Yeah.
And that's another reason why they're so effective.
When they sign into Facebook, you put all your interests there.
Right. Right. And you grow your interests. And also, too, Facebook determines what your interests are also by the pages that you like.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so you might not necessarily say barbecuing is one of my interests, yet you liked Draper's sauce page and, you know, barbecue superstars and somebody else's rub and all that. So they're going to figure barbecue is one of your interests, right?
Oh, no. No wonder so many beer. So many beer advertisements come up on my Facebook page.
Who knew? And you were wondering how that worked.
I don't like beer, but they keep coming up.
Oh, that is too funny.
So I got you. Now, you taught me something really important there. And, you know, I was going to try the Google AdWords thing. Because, you know, really, I love everybody in the barbecue world, but they're buying what wins in competition for the competitors. And the people with restaurants and catering, they've got their own stuff. I mean, these guys are experts at putting spices and sauces and rubs together. And, by the way, you know, I've made contact with a company. I'm going to try to make the best fast-track funnel to get your barbecue sauce rub from kitchen to market that's ever been put together. And I'm in talks with them now. And hopefully two or three clicks, fill out a sheet, send in a sample. They'll do the work. They'll get back to you, decide on what kind of contract you want, where you go ahead and sell it to them, or else you keep the patent and they just market it for you. Either one you want, we're going to try to put that together. But I was trying to use Google AdWords to put, you know, but Google AdWords is for Fortune 500 companies or probably $10 million or above. I mean, because 15% of your money is supposed to go on advertising, but Google AdWords will eat up, which is very effective, $150,000 quickly if you really push it. But Facebook, I mean, that's something that barbecue superstars, you know, if we started off at $200 a week, we'd get some major play out of Facebook. And you know what, Annette? I got 5,000 friends with my personal name.
You know, I know you do.
And I got 300 whatever on my five Facebook pages, which I've got one for every little area that I'm trying to do on barbecue superstars. And you know what? Barbecue Superstars is quite simply a social media platform to push everybody's barbecue business across the country. And and you know what, Annette? I mean, if I had the money, I'd have to put you right in the middle of it so you could, like octopus arms, just go in there and get the Twitter and the Facebook and the Stumble and all these different things and the Pinterest. Because you know what? Everybody knows in the barbecue world and people around know you're the number one expert in social media on this side of the ocean. And
thank you.
I mean, that's just a simple truth. And there's a lot of companies out there, barbecue companies, that need a net penny in their stable. And, you know, folks, you're making a shortfall of yourself. If you've got a great restaurant, if you've got a great catering business, and you want to push your products, you know, you got to rub. I'll tell you somebody who could use you, and I'm going to call them out because I love them. I know they're working hard. That's Ubon's Barbecue in Mississippi, and I challenge you in that. Give them a call. They have got a fantastic barbecue sauce And they got some other products that they've got that are just Memphis and May top finishers, you know, top five restaurant in Mississippi. But, you know, they need to plug into social media. And I'll put them out every once in a while just to help them out. And then she'll send me a little note and say thank you.
Well, but
I think there's a lot of restaurants across America, a lot of catering, a lot of barbecue suppliers, be it, you know, a dip, a rub, a flavoring agent, whatever it is, that could use you to, I mean, put them on the map. And Annette, just explain a little bit about the elevation of awareness that you can bring for any given barbecue product across the country by, you know, doing all these things that you do in order to place it in the right place, position it right on Facebook. Talk about that just a minute.
Well, something else that I wanted to mention about the Facebook advertising is this. When you go, you use Google AdWords, okay, so I'm looking for a new pair of shoes, and I put something in Google, and I get my search engine results. I'm sitting in front of my laptop or my iPad, and I am the only one that sees that, right? Now, when you're on Facebook, let's just say my goal is, with a Facebook ad, is to drive you to our Facebook page, which it should be. I don't agree with companies that design Facebook ads that drive you outside of Facebook because they're trying to get you to their website. There's another way of doing that within the Facebook page, but the first place that you should go is from a Facebook ad to a Facebook page, because as soon as you try to take the consumer out of Facebook, they don't want to go, and then they won't. Your clickers get, you know, lost, more or less. So what happens is, you're my friend on Facebook, and I can see that you just liked this page, you liked that page. I can go in and see all the pages that you liked. It might show up in my newsfeed. Daryl just liked Inspire and Acquire page. Well, one of your friends will see that and say, what's this Inspire and Acquire? And then they'll click on it. So you can see how, although it might cost 40 or 50 cents, for you, the advertiser, get somebody to click on your Facebook ad, you're actually getting a lot more for that 50 cents. Do you know what I'm saying? Because of the shareability of it within the Facebook platform.
Okay, so do a Facebook ad in order to bring them back to your Facebook page. Don't take them directly to your website. Bring them to your Facebook page.
That's right. That's right.
And try to get them to like it. And then from there, I mean, I guess you've got an audience where you can expand on your products or whatever right on the Facebook.
Sure. You can get them to your website eventually. It doesn't need to be done the same day. First of all, you're trying to get some fans on your Facebook page that are going to hang around. That's a big problem, and, you know, the average business owner doesn't know how to do that. They don't know how to engage the fans. They don't know how to keep them there on the Facebook page. Sometimes a person will like a Facebook page, and they'll never come back again. So it's not just about getting somebody to become a Facebook fan of your business. It's also getting them to become an engaged consumer and spreading the word. That's the power. A Facebook is how it can spread, you know, the viral spread of it within Facebook. Facebook itself does have a lot of potential, and it has a lot of power for the barbecue industry. And, you know, there's certain things that you have to do. And I know it can be difficult because of not knowing what type of content to post. Do I post a picture? Do I post a video? Do I post a link? Do I post a recipe? Do I just brag about how good our sauce is? You know, so the content aspect of it is huge. And that's one of the things that I'm majorly responsible for all of our clients is I have somebody who works with me that does this. I have somebody that does something else. You know, I've got four people on my team. But one of the things that I do is strategy, and I develop the online marketing campaigns. And I'm a little bit of the creative, you know, mind behind what happens on the Facebook pages of our clients and that sort of thing. But I also have the research behind me. I also have the knowledge, not just the skills, but I have the knowledge as to what time of day to post, what type of content to post during that time of day for the different industries. And these are things that, you know, you wouldn't necessarily just know. You'll say, hey, well, I've got the time to post something on Facebook now. I think I'll go do that now before I go to my 9-to-5 job. Well, that's not necessarily going to get you the most activity. So there's a lot of different variables that you have to know. So it's really hard for me to say, you know, do this, do that. But there are some things that, you know, the barbecue people can do for their business Facebook pages. For instance, one thing that works really well is to ask questions. Sometimes I've seen in the past where, you know, we had these polls on Facebook. I think they're kind of boring and a bit blasé by now. But I saw a really good example one day. I think it was Febreze. So whoever was doing the social media for Febreze had on their Facebook page something to the effect of, I put a Febreze plug-in in the wall, and maybe it was Apple Cinnamon. Let's, for argument's sake, we'll say it was Apple Cinnamon. They said, I plugged in this Apple Cinnamon, you know, Febreze plug-in, and I really need to go grocery shopping, but I can't leave the house because the smell is so good, right? And then she asked, what's your favorite scent of a Febreze plug-in? You know, I thought, see, that was just brilliant. And then there was a ton of responses. So, you know, you have to ask people what they're, ask them a question that will get them engaged. But yeah, a little bit of storytelling helps, you know. Tell a little joke, tell a little story, get people interested. You know, don't just ask a question like, what's your favorite sauce? And then give them four choices, and you know what I mean? Like, you got, you have to be super creative. You have to be super creative in order to capture people's interest. Just like on TV, where, you know, we mute the commercials and all that. If commercials aren't just extraordinary these days, they just don't get any attention. You know?
Well, so for a comment, let me ask you this now. I've seen a comment of a certain person, and I think a lot of people will know who this is when I say it.
Yeah.
I'm going to Omaha, Nebraska to compete, and I just realized it might get kind of dicey because I only brought one pair of underwear. That is a true statement that was put on. But you know what? I have to say it did catch my attention.
Of course. I mean, that was brilliant, believe it or not. It really was. You know, one thing that I've seen, now, I think that you Americans are a little maybe more guilty of this than us Canadians, but one thing that I would strongly advise against is on your business Facebook page, don't get political. Don't go getting involved in politics and asking people what they think about the latest gun registry thing that's going on in your state, or the right to carry arms, or your black president, or, you know what I'm saying? Like, you really need to keep that up. That's for personal Facebook pages, you know? And I also would recommend, too, that people who, I mean, the barbecue community is a close-knit community, and I understand how it all works. I've never had so many friend requests ever, until I came into the barbecue community. And, you know, I just can't believe how many people wanted to be my friend on Facebook. I just felt really special all of a sudden.
Well, I mean, you are special in that, and we all really appreciate you, man. I mean, the internet is our life. I mean, social media, you know, we've got our friend Wilford Reinke in the chat room, and we love you.
He's the best.
Yeah, he's got a heck of a blog out there, but he's just a great activist for barbecue and a really good person. And everybody needs to be friends with Oshawa Ogre and support him and go to his blog because he's got a lot of great blogging and recipes and different things in barbecue. But
Yeah, did you know that his blog is getting up to 60,000 hits a month? And, I mean, I think that's remarkable for somebody who does this as a hobby. I mean, this is not his job. He doesn't have big-time advertisers on his blog. In fact, I give him heck all the time that we got to get you a new blog design to make it look better, more organized and everything. But, man, do people love his content. He writes from his heart. He tells a story. You know, he really appeals to people in the barbecue community because they like the way that he writes. And you can tell it's just really from his heart.
Well, the other thing is he brings a lot of people together. You know, I feel
he's a
like
very good networker.
Yes, he's helped me and Shane, you know, draw closer and do better. And he's helped a couple of my radio shows. And you know, for all his help with doing that, I mean, I'm always going to be loyal to him. And I'm going to support him in everything he does. And I know he's done everybody like that with his blog. And, you know, that's the key to having a good website and a good Facebook presence. You got to love everybody. You got to be the neighbor and do good to a neighbor and always
Absolutely.
Be a good neighbor, more or less. And you know, everybody out there, you know, I want to just say from bottom of my heart that Wilford Reinke is a good neighbor and a good man. And, shoot, I want to put him at the top as a leader in the blog world. And because I feel like that, and you know, that I mean, that's just an honest critique of him, you know.
Yeah, no, and I absolutely agree with you. I mean, I know him. He was one of the first people that I connected with in the barbecue community in Canada or the U.S. When I first was promoting the Scraper line of products, and we met in person. And we're friends ever since, and now we're close friends, almost like family. I see him on a very regular basis. If I've got any kind of function or event going on, he gets invited, you know. And there's so many people in the barbecue community. I know you're accustomed to that sort of thing, but I just think he's an extraordinary individual, you know, and he's very good with networking and connecting people. And he has a genuine interest in how everybody doing well, you know?
Yes. And, you know, that's what it takes. And I think we've done a good job. Now, there's one thing I want to point out to everybody. If you watch television now, they had a bacon commercial just a few minutes ago before we got on the radio. And it said, Hickory Wood Smoked Bacon. I was like, everybody's doing barbecue. Hardy has got a Memphis in May sandwich now.
Is that right, eh?
Yeah, up here in Spartanburg in the southeast, we got a Memphis in May sandwich at Hardy's. Barbecue is being plastered everywhere across the country. There's not hardly one football game. Now, I've been in touch with the NFL some. And, I'm trying to work with them. I'm trying to get in with them so we could do a few things together. But as a result of, you know, me being able to actually talk to people and get in there a little bit, every football game on CBS, NBC, and ESPN, somewhere in the, you know, the promotional part, not the game part, the promotional part, they'll have a Weber grill come flying across. They're tailgating in the back, and they've got their grills out. And so, you know, barbecue's just becoming an integrated part into sports and, you know, everything else. And I got to give my hats off to everybody in barbecue because we've all had a part. Everybody is doing this. It's going to become worldwide cuisine, not only because of Annette Penny and people like her, and then all of us bloggers and sanctioning bodies and competitors. And you know, I have to raise competitors up a little higher than the rest of us because are way higher because they're the driving engine of this whole thing with their evolution of the great taste. I mean, they keep coming up. How can you keep making it that much better? But they are. And it's just showing up everywhere. And, I'm glad to be a part of it. I'm glad to just be over here on my side doing what I'm doing to help promote this thing because, You know, Annette, I know you know a lot of us and you've been around, but barbecue's a way of life. It's not just going out and cooking. I mean, it's a lifestyle. And
yeah, I learned that very quickly.
Have you enjoyed it since you've been involved with it?
Oh, my gosh. I tell you, I've gained a little bit of weight. I walked for 2 hours today. I'm like, oh, my gosh, man, you know, all this good food. Oh, my. But what was I going to say? Oh, I'm running out of time. But I wondered if I'm on my iPad here, so I'm not logged into the chat room. I wondered, is there any questions for me before I go?
Yeah, has anybody got any questions? Just type it up right there in the chat room, and we'll throw it across right here to Annette Penny. And we don't get lucky enough to have her very often because she's got a good business going. She's got a lot of responsibilities and stuff going on. So if you got a question right quick about Facebook, and you know, since you brought it out that, you know, Facebook's really the key. One question I want to ask you before you go, Annette. Now I got 5,000 friends on my Facebook page, okay?
Yep.
If I forsake that, I thought about doing this, and only 99% of the time log into my Barbecue Superstars fan page, and I do all my activity on the fan page, would that make my fan page load up faster on likes, and would it become the most important page for me on Facebook, or would it still go at the same rate that it's going now?
Well, what I don't understand is how come all of the friends that you have on your personal page aren't over on your business page? Well, a good majority of them.
It's because I always put all my posts and my main activity on my personal name.
Okay, there's your mistake. That shouldn't be under your personal page. That needs to be on your business page.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
I mean,
you
gotta treat a business like a business, right?
Okay.
And you need to start converting your activity over on your business page on Facebook. Slowly, you know, work your way into doing it 100% of the time. Don't just go cold turkey, but I do it gradually kind of a thing and let people get accustomed to, you know, going over to you. But you have to tell them, hey, you know, I'm taking this seriously. This is a business. I really need to be posting my business content on my business page and keep this as my friends and family page. And, you know, I'd love to have all you guys come over. And then they'll start to, you know, they'll start to transfer over to your business page.
Well, now,
but that's where your activity needs to be because, you know, that activity is also going to be – see, here's the thing. If you've got a business and you've got a Facebook business page and you've got activity on your Facebook business page, Google uses that and it gets factored into their algorithm to rank your website.
Oh.
So, what you do on Facebook, what you do on Twitter, that gets – worked into Google's algorithm. So you want to be very strategic about the things that you do online. And I'm not saying that, like you just said about Facebook is the way to go. It is a component. There are other things, and depending on the business, that's how I develop and I do a lot of research before I develop a strategy for somebody's online marketing campaign. So, you know, Facebook is a big part of it for the barbecue industry, but Twitter is also really important, and Pinterest could be. And then we also have Tumblr. So, you know, there's really a lot to consider, but I would think that the majority of your time should be spent on Facebook for sure.
How do you convert? I mean, is there any magic formula to convert from personal to business?
If you had me helping you, then you wouldn't have done that in the first place because now you kind of got to go and backtrack, right, instead of doing it properly in the first place. But now that you've done it, yes, there is a way, and, you know, we can talk about it sometime. I certainly don't mind helping you with that. I'll give you some guidance and, you know, just email me, send me a message on Facebook, whatever, and we can talk about that. But, I mean, it takes skill and knowledge kind of thing. You can't just demand that people go to your business page, right? There's a way to do it, and I'd be happy to help you with that.
Okay, well, Annette, we really appreciate you coming by today and blessing us with a fantastic radio show and a great time having you.
I'm always blessed. I'm the one that's always blessed when I'm around you guys. Thank you so much for having me.
Now, one thing before you go, get yourself a pan out.
Yep.
Put about half a cup of butter in it and get yourself a chicken thigh and scrape the fat off the skin, square it up when you cut it, put you some good rub on it, put the skin back on it, turn it upside down, stick it in the oven at 350 degrees, and let it cook for about 45 minutes. Take it out, turn it over, put rub on it again, stick it back in there for another 30 minutes, and then take it out, dip it in barbecue sauce, and just slide it in there on a pan. And Annette, I believe you'll have some of the best chicken you ever ate.
That sounds really good. Oh, and by the way, since I was able to provide you with some information tonight, if anybody listening would like to help me, I have a family birthday for my my 24-year-old daughter this Saturday. We're having a huge gathering of people, and I'm making ribs. If anybody has any tips for me, please message me on Facebook. You know, Darren Evans has helped me out before and told me about removing the membrane and all that kind of stuff. But if anybody wants to give me any tips about cooking it, cook it first, then put it on the barbecue, whatever, whatever, whatever. You want to recommend any sauce, rub, any kind of cooking tips, please send me a message on Facebook. You can go to my Facebook page, which is Inspire and Acquire, and Daryl will put it on his Facebook page so you can easily connect with me. Sound good?
Sounds good, man. And we love you, Annette. And we
love you. I love you guys. You're great. Thank you so much.
Wish you all the luck in the future, and come on back
Thank
next
you.
Week. I'm sure Shane will be back, and next week we might talk about a little something else if Annette
yeah,
comes
you know,
back.
I may be able to meet some of you guys coming up because I'm doing a nationwide speaking tour in the U.S. starting in late October. So I'm going to be in a bunch of various cities. I'll be sure to let you all know.
What's the temperature like in Canada right now?
Well, Canada is a pretty big place. But where
I mean, where you're at.
It was a very warm day here today. In my car, I think it said it was 27 this afternoon.
27 degrees?
Yeah, Celsius, not Fahrenheit.
Okay. That's 75 or 80. I don't know.
No, that's closer to 32. That's like closer to 90.
90 degrees?
Yeah.
Okay, because, I mean, it's been hot here, and I don't understand why. I mean, I thought September things were supposed to slow down. I was hoping you were going to say it was 50 or something.
No, we had a couple of really cool days, and it was we actually turned the heat. We had the air conditioning on. We turned it off, turned on the heat, and then it got warm again today. So I don't know what's going on, but, you know, we're having very – I was out walking twice today. Beautiful weather we're having here.
Okay, good. Well,
yes, I hope it keeps up for you, too.
Yeah, now, when's it going to cool down and get real cold up here? Have you got much time left?
I would say that it'll be probably cool by Halloween.
Halloween?
You know, yeah.
Wow. Well, there's not that
much
difference.
It won't be freezing cold. You know, we won't be in our winter coats or anything, but it'll be cool.
Well, then in the middle of the winter, you'll be talking about negative 15 and 27 and all this stuff, right?
Well, not negative 27, please. Oh, gosh, I'll have to move. No. It doesn't get that cold here.
Oh, good.
Not often, anyway.
Okay. Well, good. You know, my thing is I always think about once you get up that high, that, boy, it gets cold. But you're not that far out of the United States. So, like, you're not – how many hundred miles are you from the line?
I don't know. You better ask Fred that. Don't ask me any geography questions. I know about the internet. I don't know any of that geography. So
you're too pretty to be versed in all that kind of stuff.
We're close to Toronto. That's all I can tell you.
Well, we hope you have a great night, Annette. We appreciate you coming on. And
thanks for having me. I'll be back again next week.
Okay, and now, folks.
And next week I'm going to talk about search engine optimization.
Okay, SEO.
Yep.
Okay, make sure you tune in. It's 8 o'clock next Wednesday, 8 p.m. Eastern. Make sure you check your time zone so you know whether it's 8, 7, 6, or 5 o'clock, because on the West Coast, it's going to be 5 p.m. when this radio show airs. And desire to acquire? I can't believe I screwed up. I've got to pull up right here. Inspire and acquire. You need to get in touch with them. You need to get Annette Penny is truly an expert in SEO. And folks, they keep predicting and have said, and you can see it coming on the mainstream media. That goes for newspaper, television, radio. Everybody has Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Pinterest, pretty much in that order across the board. And I tell you, a big sign, CBS News this morning in the top center of the Good Morning Show, they had the YouTube symbol. And I was like, wow, you know, when these mega millionaire guys have got YouTube right in the center of the top without even saying, well, you can find us on YouTube, but, you know, go on YouTube and watch us. I don't know if that was the message or what. This thing is the most important thing. And just like Oshawa Ogre, Barbecue Superstars, and all these people out there, we're getting into it early, and we're hooking up with Annette Penny, Inspire and Acquire people in order to move us into this, because, you know, there is one fact, and I don't know if everybody knows this, but in 1999 and 2000, huge money came in and bought all the media companies and consolidated them. And you keep hearing in all kind of interviews and stuff, there's only 6 media companies in the United States now. I heard David Chappelle the other day say, there's only 6 studios, you know, so ABC, which is partnered with Disney, which is partnered with Pixar Pictures, and their one conglomerate is one of the studios. And then you got one over here, one over there, and there's only 6. And why is that? Because I think the big money media moguls knew that Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Pinterest, and this was all coming. So we, average people, now have the opportunity to plug in to a major media outlet and build our own media companies. And that's what's developing. That's what Barbecue Superstars is. That's what Oshawa Ogre is. That's what Annette Penning is the head of, is this movement of private individuals having the ability to build brands, to build media companies, and have a substantial voice. You know, if you add up Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, blog, website, Stumble, Dig, those Facebook, Twitter, Stumble, and Dig are 4 that I really key in on. Because Stumble is something where there's a lot of people go in, and they'll just, I'm not looking for anything. They do a stumble, and they just keep going, and I've got a lot of people, oh, it's Barbecue Superstars, what's that? Boom, let's go over and see what's going on. Radio show, whiskey dent, you know, all these different things that we're doing. You know, we've got a lot of impressions a week now by using this, and it's very, very effective. And if you love people and try to treat people good with what you're doing, then it'll just keep getting become, you know, bigger and bigger and bigger. And you know what? I feel really honored to have the opportunity to compete with CBS, to compete with NBC, ABC, HBO, Showtime. Just think about that. We have the opportunity to compete directly with those major media outlets with the tools that's been given to us with Facebook. And you know what? Facebook is king. And I think Facebook is the most important medium that we have now. And it's not Google Plus. You know, Annette has told us that it's not Google Plus. It is Facebook's number one, Google Plus number two as far as that kind of medium goes. And then Pinterest and then the other pieces. But, you know, as we get more accustomed to how to use Pinterest and these other things, everything connects together for search optimization because, you know, Google search engine is king. And so where you rank, page ranking and all that adds up to money. And I was really amazed at the effect that Google AdWords has. Google AdWords is big money. No wonder Google's shares are worth $600 a share, because if you have the money to invest in Google AdWords, you could, you know, if you had $100,000 to go into Google AdWords and put up a campaign of $1,000 a day, you could take a 2,000 item store and go from absolute zero, and from the 100 days that the $100,000 was used up, to having a mega sales store. I mean, it would work. I did just $50 a day, and man, I mean, the people coming to my store just went through the roof. You know, I had 3,000 people come through my store in one day for $50, and I don't think they all clicked on the Google ad thing because I couldn't afford it, but they seen it. And then somewhere down in the day, oh, let's get a Barbecue Superstar Superstore and see what's in there. So, I mean, it works, and shoot, I'm glad to be a part of it. But anyway, Shane Draper is down competing this weekend in I guess in Houston, Texas. He's in a big competition. He's going to be going up against some big players down there. Melissa Cook's name was thrown around, and we want to wish him a lot of luck taking on Ribs with the kind of people he's going to be out there with. But you know what? You get out there and compete about, you know, with these really good people, it makes you better. You learn. That's the melting pot of the best barbecue in the universe is out there in the competition. It's the cutting edge of the future of barbecue, and for him to take on the challenge will just make him a whole lot better when you go on back home. And at Wilfred, post your Facebook blog page link right here. And he's on Twitter at WILFRED. And Hot Sauce Daily is with us. And Hot Sauce Daily is a great weekly and daily blog about hot sauces. And I have to say, Brian Meager might be one of the top experts in the country or maybe in the world on hot sauces. And you know, when I really get down and I have to know something, I'll ring Brian Meager's phone up. He's a very busy man. He's got a lot of stuff going on, but he's always got time to relate to me some kind of information on a hot sauce, because you know what? He not only knows the hot sauce name, he knows the ingredients, how they're put together. This guy knows hot sauces. And you know, there's a lot of people out there with hot sauce who want to yell loud and put on a big show, but I believe if you got really down into what they know about barbecue sauces, it might be limited. But I can say that Brian Meager, he could pretty much analyze in 5 or 10 minutes any hot sauce in the world, tell you what it is, why it is, what's in it, how bad it's going to burn you, and what kind of food it's in. By the way, Brian, I just want you to know that my son Adam is now hooked on hot sauces. You introduced hot sauce to me way back we did that show together, Brian, and way back when I first started Barbecue Superstars, and I was on the radio doing monotone. I didn't even know what I was doing. I don't know how I got started doing radio, but now my son, I've got about $200 worth of hot sauces in the house here that I got from a distributor that, you know, we send out as we sell it on our web store. But it's shrinking fast because every time I come over, he's got another one in his hand. And he likes the Rhino pretty good. He's pretty crazy about Vicious Viper. He can't use much of Vicious Viper on anything. He just uses a little bit because one drop will pretty much burn through a piece of pizza. But, man, you put it in chili, just a few drops, and it really does a great job. But, you know, prior to me becoming in Barbecue Superstars with all this stuff, I don't know if I tasted my food or not. You know, now that we've come into barbecue and hot sauces and everything, my whole world's changed. You know, a meal is an event. I mean, you know, the Europeans live good, but mostly they drink wine with whatever they eat. My biggest thing of the day is getting them ribs or getting a chicken or getting a steak or whatever it is. And, man, going in there and trying to do something different. And then here comes my son Adam and my wife and sometimes my son Josh. And sometimes I do a hey you to my neighbor down the street, you know. Come in here, let's just try this. And I've got some kind of crazy rub or sauce like Joe Kim. Last name is K-E-M. He sent me some barbecue sauce. And the other day we did some chicken breasts. And I didn't really take them out until we were just ready to eat them. But I had put rub on them. And I used Bubba Q's rub on it. I still got about a quarter bottle of Bubba Q. And we put Bubba Q on it and did it in butter. And then we took it out and I put Joe Kim on it just before we took it over the table and ate it. And, man, it was a nice surprise. I can honestly say I've never really ate a bad barbecue sauce. I've ate some different barbecue sauces, but anything that's actually bottled by a company, I could say, you know, now I don't go buy the 99-cent bottle of Kraft down at the grocery store. But, you know, of these competition grade or more refined like Stubbs and different names that aren't exactly just your plain Jane barbecue sauce that's $0.99 or $1.50, I've never ate a bad one. Kraft actually has the Bullseye line, and it's pretty good. I mean, they got a guy named McGowan that we met in Las Vegas who's actually behind it, so they got real people who are really, you know, trying to put these sauces out, and they're doing a pretty good job. And I tell you, the whiskey barbecue sauce lines with Jim Beam, Jack Daniels, some of these other companies, they're good. They're real good. I mean, they're barbecue superstars. Hell yeah, good. So pretty much, you know, if you got a Tennessee whiskey or a Lynchburg, historic Lynchburg, or some of these other barbecue sauces, I would suggest always buy it and try it. One thing about it is you can spend $5 to $7 and get yourself a bottle of whatever it is, and you might open up a bottle that says, oh, my God, this is good. Or go to Oshawa Ogre and look at his reviews because he's got so many. I mean, he'll tell you whether it's good, especially rubs and sauces. Or go to Hot Sauce Daily on a hot sauce. Or he got some barbecue sauces on there, too. See what he says, and then, you know, go buy that. Go out, buy a bottle. You know, you can't hurt yourself buying a $6 or $7 bottle of barbecue sauce when you go to the gas station and you pay almost $4 a gallon for gas. Just think of how much more fun you'll have with that barbecue sauce than you will when that gas instantly is gone in your gas tank about 3 or 4 minutes by the time you leave the gas station. Okay, Hot Sauce Daily says Maul's, M-A-U-L-L, apostrophe S, barbecue sauce, surprisingly bland. Okay, that one there, don't get it. And so there you go. I mean, there's a great example of it. And, well, we're going to get off. Green Mountain Pellet Grills is Shane Draper's main sponsor, and they're used in barbecue competition every day. Actually, Green Mountain Grills sent grills out to Las Vegas, so Dana Papahillis and Whiskey Bent could compete. They stand behind their product, and they stand behind their people. They're really built and designed well. Make sure, if you're going to buy a grill, you go and check Green Mountain Grills out before you spend your money. And then also, Draper's Barbecue Sauce, Draper's Barbecue Rub, is AP Rub, and his Moo Cow Brisket Rub. Now, the thing about the Moo Cow is, it's so good, he can't keep it. So if you want to get an order, you need to get it in right away. Now, he'll have the store back open on Monday. Get an order in right away, and don't buy just 1 pound. Get yourself a 5 pound or a 10 pound if he's got it available, because it'll go fast. He gave me a 1 pound. I ate it in about 2 weeks. And, you know, it was one of those situations where I actually tried to hide the bag because I knew if I saw it, I was going to start eating it again. I didn't really put it on much of nothing. I put it on some steak one time. I put it on some chicken one time to try it. But that's about as far as I got before I ate the bag. And as far as brisket goes, or any kind of beef, inject it with Butcher, but always put Moo Cow on it, because with Butcher and Moo Cow together, that's becoming a 180 champion on the KCBS circuit, is that combination. And look for new products. Shane's got some new stuff coming out. Stay on top of Draper's Barbecue, because everything he puts out, folks, is A-class, number one, best in the industry. And, you know, I kid around with Shane a few times, and I'll say, you're going to come out with something that's going to change the whole equation. And that's exactly what's going to happen, folks, because he's got a talent. You know, Draper's Barbecue Sauce came out, everybody was freaking out, and it's good. I mean, that stuff, it's championship. They're winning grands with it. I mean, there's something special about it. And just like this radio show, he told me one day, he said, I'm going to do this radio show good, because I don't do anything halfway. And that's sort of the tradition that Draper's is bringing now, is we don't do it halfway. Everything you get is always all the way. Well, we appreciate Hot Sauce Daily, Wilford Ranke, Annette Penny, everybody coming by today. And we've had a great show. You know, I just want to thank everybody in the barbecue world for allowing us to have Barbecue Superstars radio, television, and website. And just want to invite each one of you to join in, use it for everything you can get, because that's what it's meant for. It's not for me. It's for all of us. And I'm trying to work hard to make the television more live. I want to get live feed going into the website. I want to turn the front page into a television show and try to build television out of that, instead of trying to pay, you know, $7,000 to $14,000 a week, $7,000 for a 30-minute show, or $14,000 for an hour show. That just kind of blows the budget out. And I think internet's more effective, and try to transition to a television show on the internet. But we're going to let y'all go, and have a great weekend. Be back tomorrow at 7 p.m. for Barbecue Shop Talk. It's a Columbia, South Carolina-based show, but the heaviest hitters in barbecue and specialty foods are on that show every week. And, of course, on Friday, we're going to have the wild show of Beer Night Out on Barbecue Superstars. Saturday, we'll have results from the Atlanta it might be from Evans, South Carolina, but we might have the Atlanta Barbecue Club results, which is the big KCBS. On when they do the results, we have to find out every week when, but you can always archive it. And then on Sunday, of course, we've got Chris Chadwick, the Chris Chadwick Show. And folks, that's a fun show.
They always have 10 or 20 callers on there. Call in, and he'll let you on, and let's talk barbecue. Chris Chadwick, great guy. And we love every one of you out there, and we love barbecue. Man, cook some Q. Superstars Network Productions.